Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table. We discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing the Thai BL drama series Until We Meet Again, Episode 7. This episode had a lot going on in it. It starts out with Farm being taken back to his condo by P-Dean and trying to figure out why he's having memory banks that are stored in his brain, which really don't fit of like having children, etc. That, you know, he's just a kid. He really, you know, has no reason to have these memories. And so as he's trying to deal with it, he's talking with P-Dean about it and just trying to sort through it, and goes, you know, maybe it's just kind of fluke. Maybe I'm just having a weird day, whatever. And then he gets ready to go into his condo, and as he's sitting there getting ready to wave P-Dean off, P-Dean sees him back as In Touch in kind of this flashback, and seeing In Touch wave him off as Korn. And then P-Dean actually sits there for a moment and is trying to process that, and Farm then comes back to the car to give him a kiss and then heads back to his condo. But as the story progresses here in this episode, we then have a scene where, just a moment here, I'm going to go back so I can explain this a little better with the video. But anyway, where Farm is at his apartment and he goes over to his neighbor's apartment to give him some food as kind of a gift. And his neighbor opens the door and invites him in. Well, as he's there, P-Dean's brother, Don, happens to be there, and Don is being asked by his friend if Farm and P-Dean are an item. And to see, he actually takes a picture of himself with Farm against Farm's will, just kind of putting his hand around his neck, like kind of a chokehold. And lo and behold, shortly thereafter, P-Dean and his friend come to the apartment. And his friend goes, you know, Farm's neighbor is actually a relative of Farm as well. Farm does not know this at the time. And he is dating P-Dean's best friend. And so they're a couple and they live in the other apartment. And his best friend runs a restaurant, which is where P-Dean and Farm went for their first outing together. And so he comes to the apartment and basically makes sure that his brother behaves himself and doesn't treat Farm annoyingly, as some younger brothers can do to possible romantic interests, just saying. And so then he and Farm gracefully leave the apartment to go spend the day at Farm's apartment. And Farm turns the volume up on his music because he hates the sound of rain. And so they just kind of sit there. And the thing I like about this movie is we really don't have these big inappropriate romantical moments in this show. Their idea of a romantic time is just sitting together visiting or having a tickle contest. I mean, it's really quite nice to have a show where you can just sit there and watch it without a bunch of stuff that's, in my opinion, really a little over the top. So anyway, that's another reason I like this show. But as they're sitting there, they do have a moment where they're discussing the fact that they both have these memories. And Farm asks P-Dean if he knows the name Korn, and P-Dean asks Farm if he knows the name In Touch. And as they're sitting there, Farm says, "You promised you'd find me. And you did." And so at that point, they both realize that those fragments of memories are actually a past life that they both had, and they have a chance to be together again when they wouldn't have had before. And so they're sitting there thinking about that. And at that point, P-Dean gives Farm something that's called a dog tag that was on his keychain. It's got his name on it. It's just a piece of metal. And he says, "I've had this for 10 years. Now, the important implication of this is as this story progresses, you find out that P-Dean has been looking for In Touch or Farm for 10 years. He's 21 now. He's known since he was 11. He was supposed to find this person. He just didn't know who it was until he met Farm. And so he's carried around this dog tag with him since he was about 11 years old. Because I'm thinking in the movie he's about 21 is my guess from what I'm gathering from his place in college, etc. And so he gives Farm his dog tag, which symbolizes those 10 years of trying to find Farm, and says, "Will you please keep this safe? It's very important to me." And Farm actually puts the dog tag on a necklace, which he carries about his neck, which basically for him means he belongs to PD. Not in a bad possessive way, just in a they belong together. There you go. And in return, Farm gives PD a key to his apartment. Not as in a we're living together, etc. kind of way, but just as that is his most precious object he has. And so that's what he gives PD in exchange for the dog tag. They then go to school, and Alex again tries to flirt with Farm in an inappropriate manner and tries to get way too close in his personal space. And PD comes over and goes, "You're not going to be doing this anymore because this is my boyfriend and I don't want anyone to mess with my boyfriend. And if you try this, you're going to be very sorry." And suddenly Alex decides he's not going to do that anymore. And so that's kind of how that all plays out. And that's when they basically tell their friends, "Yep, we're going steady. Okay, moving on." And so then we go to Team and Win. And this is played by Bound and Prim. And again, they are so funny. I mean, they really, I mean, a lot of people have said they deserve their own show. And I believe they're actually having a show where those two actors are the lead characters coming out this January. It looks really interesting. But again, I don't know the details on it. And it doesn't seem to have English subtitles in the previews I've seen of it. So, but anyway, Bound and Prim, who play Team and Win in this show, have a moment where Team is going to the gas station, which is a 7-Eleven, because they help pay for this movie too. They pay for a lot of Thai BL movies. So anyway, they actually are currently paying for Ton Han and Chan Lati. So anyway, moving on. But Team goes to the 7-Eleven to get Lay potato chips, which again, they also paid for this movie. And he's trying to put those in his thing, in his little basket, and he's trying to decide how many he should get. And then he meets Win there. And Win says, "If you're having trouble studying, I can help tutor you." And Team says, "Well, what's the price for tutoring me?" And then Win decides to kiss Team on the forehead and says, "That's my price." And they're kind of an odd couple. I think of the couple in The Theory of Love known as Two, and I don't know what brother so-and-so's name was, but they're just kind of off the wall. They're always messing around with each other, driving each other batty, but caring for each other nonetheless. And so I think they kind of add an interesting aspect to this. I also think it's interesting that Padin is good friends with Win, who he has on his phone is Winnie the Pooh, which you won't catch that unless you really look at the screen. But there's a scene later on in the series where he's looking at a text, and it's from Winnie the Pooh, which is kind of funny. So anyway, that's kind of how this episode closes. Again, I would really recommend this series. If you don't like BL drama, I would still recommend this because this is not like a normal BL drama, and it's not gonna, you know, I don't mean it weird. A lot of the BL drama from Thailand is full of sound effects and slapstick comedy, and this one really doesn't have that much of that in this. It does have a few little jokes, but it's much higher quality. The acting is way better. And I would give this episode a 10 out of 10. I mean, this is one of the series I'm definitely hoping stays on YouTube because there's really no other place that has it with English subs that I've found. And it really is one of my favorite series of all time. And so that is my review of Until We Meet Again, episode 7. And there we go. With that, Anna out. Bye. Check it at the round table.